And the pitch swung on and hit high and deep to left field. Wilson is back at the track, at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He rounds first, waits for the ball to go over the wall, then clearly looks back at Harper, who's in on the infield grass. Looks at him again after passing second base. Looks at him again after crossing home plate.
Bryce Harper versus Orlando Arcia continues last night. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We'll tell you how we're giving away a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League coming up in a few minutes. We got a big Phillies win last night, 3-2. Got a little dicey late. Estevez is going to give me a heart attack come October. That guy is a roller coaster. But Topper pushed all the right buttons last night from the Marsh and stop pinch hit appearances, letting Weston Wilson hit in the eighth. The bullpen guys, including going to Kirkering for a second straight day. But Hugh, we had some drama there in the mid-innings when Arcia took Nola deep, and then he's rounding first base, and he stares down Bryce Harper. This guy is something else. I mean, remember, he's the attaboy Harper guy from last year. He started it all. I mean, is there a less self-aware major league player than Orlando Arcia? He's just a guy.
Yeah, he don't like Bryce. And I don't think Bryce likes him.
No, but you know what? Like, if he was on Bryce's level or close to it, I could almost get like a little bit of back and forth. He's just a guy.
Maybe he feels like he's on Bryce's level.
Well, my eyes tell me he's not for 8 years.
There's that.
Yeah.
But still, you have to like his bravado in the way that he did it.
No.
And the fact that it,
loser energy.
Wait, can I finish?
Go ahead.
This is pro brave propaganda.
I know.
All
right, let him finish. Then we'll yell at him.
Nobody's safe around these parts. But no, what I'm saying is this, because it added to the drama of the game. Because before that happened, it wasn't looking great for us. Let's be honest.
That's
it
true.
Was not a whole lot going on, and we started trending to the side of here we go again. They're not going to win this game. And then we started thinking about some of the stuff that we were going to talk about for the show this morning, like in a negative way. Mm. So I think that kind of got the party started. It would have been nicer if it would have been Bryce that had actually got the party started, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I get it. And no, look, it did add to the drama of the game. It made it more interesting, and it's the back and forth and the two guys from last year. That's fine. It's just, like, if Austin Riley wants, and I know he's hurt right now, but if he wants to stare down Harper or
that's something different.
Yeah, Matt Olson, obviously Acuna, like, they're good players. Orlando Arcia has been in the big leagues for 9 years. He's a 240-something hitter with, like, 80 career home runs. I mean, there's 100 Orlando Arcias running around Major League Baseball. Like, shut up,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, but it just adds to the drama of these two teams, man. And that's what I got from it, though, Joe. It's like, even though he is, no doubt, a lesser player than Bryce Harper. The fact that he did it added to the drama of that game last
year.
Yeah,
he's not quite a nobody as a player, but he's just one notch above a nobody. I mean, he's not a very good player. It's always funny to me when these kind of players like try to take on stars. Like, you stink, man. You're Orlando Arcia. Let's hear Topper after the game last night on the stare down between Arcia and Harper.
It looked like Arcia had stared at Bryce after he hit that home run running first base.
I heard about that. Yeah, that's gamesmanship. We won.
Yeah.
Topper, a little zinger there. We won.
Yeah, but you know, now you got tonight. And then, not even that. Look at, like, what was it, Ramon Laureano the other night when he had those great catches in the outfield?
Yep.
Like, dude, that's what this is about. A team, especially when you look at where the Braves are, they've had a lot of injuries over the last couple of months. They've been decimated. And the way that they're fighting, they're trying to stay alive, and they had those moments. That felt like a playoff game last night.
It did. Well, especially late. And I mean, for the Phillies, winning games down there in Atlanta is always challenging. It was challenging when they weren't as good as the Braves. Now that they're better than the Braves, it's still challenging. Yeah, like, and I think it did add to the fun of the game last night and the intrigue, but again, it kind of reminded me of the NBA a few years ago. It was Dylan Brooks trying to take on LeBron James. This happens in the NBA a lot. Like, nobodies will try to take on stars. You kind of laugh it off.
Yeah, you're trying to build a name for yourself.
Yeah. But
ain't
nothing
wrong with that.
Yeah, he's still a nobody. All right, Harper after the game last night, reacting and being asked about Arcia staring him down.
You see him staring
down? I don't care. Yeah, I
couldn't
care less.
Okay.
I already did it.
What's that?
I said I already did it.
I already did it. Yeah, the first one hits way more than the second one, especially in August, Kyle. If it happened in a playoff game this year, okay, it's like, you know, you did it last year to us in the playoffs. I'm staring you back this time. It happened in an August game with the Braves down 6 in the division.
Yeah, like we can just call it for what it is. Orlando Arcia is a loser. And I mean, what was he thinking?
Loser.
What was he thinking doing that? Like, first of all, nobody should have any respect for Orlando Arcia, what he did. I think he's hitting like 220 this year. He's not even in the same stratosphere as Bryce Harper.
I think
Ruben
pointed out the fact that he wasn't greater than the Brock.
He stinks. This guy waited almost a full calendar year to get his quote-unquote revenge on Bryce Harper in a game that, by the way, they lost. The division lead was going to be 6 if they won. Would have been 5.
Doesn't have the greatest timing.
Yeah, but now it's at 7. I mean, it was terrible timing. Like, he's an idiot for that. What was he thinking? Well, and, like, I don't know if it motivated the team to go and win the game. Like, Bryce Harper didn't go off and have a great game after that. Mm. But, like, now it's just kind of a funny thing. Like, Orlando Arcia just comes off as a total idiot. Like, he embarrassed himself last night.
Well, you know what he comes off as? A fool. I mean, Orlando Arcia is a stone-cold fool. All right, it leads us to our midday show, Fantasy Football League. So here's how we're going to give away a spot today. Hugh, this should be fun. Every day we've done this, I'm really excited to hear what people say, because they're always making us laugh with these answers or making us think. Hugh, today we're looking for when and how you made yourself look like a fool, all right? So you got to be open today. You got to be willing to share the moment or, how it happened at some point in life where you felt like a fool. You made a fool out of yourself. We're looking for the biggest fool out there. 215-592-9494. When you made yourself look like a fool for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. By the way, the draft, and we knew it was going to be next Wednesday. Now we have a lockdown time and place. Next Wednesday, 5 p.m., Chickies and Pete's in South Florida.
That's and we got our fantasy draft for the office, too.
We had our draft order this morning with the camera.
Yeah.
What pick do you guys have, you and Kyle?
Was it 9?
I think it's 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you were there.
Yeah, I forgot.
Okay.
You know what it was? Because it was you can't even call that serpentine. That was like random as hell.
Out of a hat, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like random as randomness.
Well, 9's not a good pick.
We picked out.
No, I said that when I
you did us dirty.
I didn't pick it. I didn't call the number. Somebody else called the number.
Well, Jody was picking out of a Tasty Cake donut bag.
Yeah, I didn't pick it. Because we didn't do it the way that normal people do it. We did it a different way.
I think it fits. I mean, I think it fits us. It fits the whole operation.
I blame you.
I do too. Yeah,
you're being nice. That didn't fit us.
215-592-9494.
It was bad.
94. That's how you hop in. All right, we got a spot in the Midday Show. And it's like, are we too hard on Topper and a time you made a fool out of yourself? All right, I'll break the ice here. You want to know when I made a fool of myself, Hugh?
What you do?
Well, I mean, I do it. I think most of our listeners would say every day when we turn the mics on. But here's one moment I really did. So, I think I've told you this before. I'm really bad at remembering names. Like, when they're not in front of me on the screen here, it's really easy. But when I meet someone new and they tell me their name, like 5 seconds later, it just goes in one ear, out the other. I have no idea. So I was out somewhere not that long ago, and I met up with someone that I knew, right? Like, they had told me their name. In fact, I think I had spent time with this person like more than a second. Like, I should know who this person is. And I knew their face. I knew them. Hugh, I had no idea their name. And a lot of times when I don't know your name, you know what I'll do?
Just wait till you say it.
Well, I'll say, hey, man. Hey, buddy. What's up, pal? Like, I'll work my way around it so they don't know I don't know their name. But we were at a brewery, right? So I was having some beer, right? So I kind of worked up the courage to Hugh where I convinced myself, I know their name. And I said it.
And it was wrong.
It was not their name.
I mean, but that's not bad, Joe, because I do that every day. Like, I meet people.
But I had hung out with them for hours, then I called them the wrong name.
But see, I do that, and I'm going to say this right now, that I don't mean to do it on purpose. It's just that a lot of times, like yesterday, we were at the Eagles. Like, we were at training camp. And I saw a couple guys that I knew from down at – I did a couple autograph signings down at the shore. And guys like, hey, Hugh. And I was like, oh. And I forgot his name. But, I mean, that's normal because I meet a lot of different people.
Right, but isn't it a little different? You admitted you forgot it or you knew. Then if you said, hey, Tim, and he's like, I'm Joe.
No, you were confident.
I was confident. I convinced myself I knew the name and I was not even close.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's pretty. But in your defense, you interact with a lot of people on a day-to-day basis. So I don't think anybody should hold that against you.
Yeah, I think he did. It was quite awkward.
His feelings were hurt.
I think so. And I felt like a fool.
Your feelings shouldn't be hurt because, like, even for me, I never assume that somebody knows who I am. I mean, because I think that's foolish. Because everybody doesn't watch football. Everybody doesn't know who I am. So when people say, oh, I forgot your name, and I tell them immediately, like, hey, that's fine. I'm not offended.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be upset if someone didn't know mine, because I don't remember anyone's.
No, but it's like a lot of people do. And it's like, dude, like, you shouldn't get offended, because we come in contact with people every day. And if you're not dealing with somebody on a day-to-day basis, then it's kind of hard to remember somebody's name.
Yeah, I still felt like a fool. 215-592-9494. That is how you hotboard. Hugh, when did you feel like a fool? You got a moment?
I've had a few of those moments. I mean, but the irony is, Kyle, those don't bother me. Those to me are funny.
Eric Bieniemy, it be
that those do
two
not
and
bother
Tyler
me.
Below, top of below, you know.
I would say when this is gonna sound bad.
God,
like say if for as a as a guy, when you dated somebody. And you don't remember dating them?
Like, flat out don't remember, or vaguely don't remember?
I'm talking around this
okay,
a little bit. You got to follow me.
All right, I'll go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to let you cook on this one.
You know how, like, when somebody remembers a moment.
And you don't.
Don't remember the moment. And they remember it vividly. And you don't. And they're asking you, well, like, hey, you don't remember me? And you'd be like...
Oh, no.
Yeah, but then when they realize that you don't remember them, yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that makes me
That's not saying that I've been fast and been running around the city.
That's
all
what
willy-nilly.
It sounds like.
It's not. No, it sounds bad. But you asked me, and we are in the circle of trust
right
now.
We're oversharing. All right, Hugh doesn't remember. You know, somebody dated. All right, there it is, Kyle. When did you feel like a fool?
Well, it's not very often. I rarely do foolish things.
The audience would disagree.
I'd turn that back on the audience. So the one time was right out in the open. Everybody heard it. We did. It was a little earlier on in our show's conception. We were doing Hugh's Clues, and I basically just gave away the answer without even realizing in mid-conversation.
You just said it.
Yeah,
you said the answer.
I just said it. And I didn't realize until you guys pointed it out either. So.
Yeah, we looked straight up at you, and you didn't know what was going on. All right, that's a good one. 215-592-9494.
I think that's just par for the course, though, when it comes to this show.
Yeah,
like, doing foolishness.
I would say most people think anytime the microphone is on, I'm making a fool of myself. So, but when did you make a fool of yourself? Best answer we get today wins a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. And are we too hard on Topper? I believe we are. Our first caller today obviously disagreed. I mean, just ripping
yeah,
Topper.
He ripping Canadians. It was
It's unbelievable. Again, the team is 7 games up on the Atlanta Braves in first place. Second best record in the major leagues. And anytime we talk about the manager, we talk about him like he's a dummy. James is up in Southwest Philly. What's up, James?
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Joe and you.
Hey, James.
We are hard on Topper. The reason why I say that is because, like people say, when he's winning, he don't get none of the credit. But when things go wrong, he gets the blame. That's why I say reaching at the fans and the media, the coach and GM, so if something go wrong, they can't blame nobody.
That. James, maybe you could be the manager one day. Hugh could be the manager the next day.
Yeah, it's not
we'll
that
turns.
Easy.
Hey, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I got a fun fact for you.
Okay.
And I tried to get into a couple days ago to tell y'all why I don't like Dallas, if you don't mind me letting you know that real fast.
I always want to know why you hate the Cowboys, but what's the fun fact?
My fun fact is, did you know that every team, the NFC East is the only team in the NFL, the only division in the NFL where every team has at least one Super Bowl?
I did know that. I hadn't thought about it in a while, but yeah. I mean, a lot of that is because they've all been around for so long.
Yeah, Blue Bloods.
Yeah,
of the
right.
NFL.
That's a good way to describe it. Yeah, like, you know, compared to like the South with the Jaguars and the Texans and those teams. But it's a good fact. All right, James, you can tell us why you hate the Cowboys while you're here. I can't say no to you.
I hate the Cowboys, one, because they lie, because they call themselves the Dallas Cowboys, but they play in Arlington, Texas.
Mm.
They don't play in the city that they represent. And two, people say Dallas is America's team, but Philadelphia is America's team, and I can prove it, because Philadelphia is the First Nation's capital, and the eagle is the only bird they ever put on money, and it's extinct.
These are facts, Hugh. I mean, he's dropping facts on us. All right, James, give us a moment. You made a fool out of yourself. What'd you do?
I was eating chips or something, I guess, one day and talking to a female and didn't chew it all the way and something came out of my mouth and went onto her shirt.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a rough one.
That's not embarrassing.
That's not embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. No,
James, I done had a whole tooth fly out of my mouth and hit somebody. That's embarrassing. One of these veneers popped off and I was talking to somebody and that sucker flew straight across the room.
Hugh, when you try to get your Mac on.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, and that's what I'm talking about.
Were you in a similar situation as James? Or was
I was talking, and it came loose.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, it's one thing if you're talking to me and a veneer pops out versus you're talking to a woman you just met.
Yeah, it was a woman I just met.
Oh, no.
And she was like, that's okay. That's happened to me before. And I was like,
oh, they have something in common. Yeah, James, good phone call.
That happened to me.
All right, so we got James here who had a chip fly out of his mouth onto a woman's shirt.
When you've embarrassed yourself as much as I have, there ain't too many embarrassing moments that you can really think of because they kind of just accumulate.
Well, the story you told is that's a pretty good one. You didn't remember something you probably should have.
No, and I was like, and I'm thinking, like, did we?
Did you say that?
No, I was thinking it,
okay,
though.
Okay, yeah.
And she said, well, you don't remember, huh? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, no.
That yeah, where your voice drips? Like, yeah,
when
sure.
you get that high octave, yeah, I remember. Yeah, did not remember.
215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man. How are we doing today?
Hey, pretty good.
We're good. Just defending Topper against, you know, anti-Canadian manager people out here.
Dude, that guy came in hot and crazed and, man, but I give you guys credit. You turned that moment into some amazing radio. That was actually very entertaining. So credit to you guys for doing your job extremely well and taking a lunatic and making it interesting and funny.
Well, some people say that you guys take two lunatics and make it funny every day with us. So, yes. Yeah. So you guys do it every
y'all,
day.
Y'all, you people?
Yeah, you people and everybody. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Hugh. I thought you were going to say when you farted on air is when you're...
I did not fart.
Well, when you lied about farting on air.
I did not fart.
And then you even ducked the polygraph.
I know.
I didn't duck the polygraph.
That was a real character. We saw who really was there.
I did not duck it.
Because he couldn't lie on the polygraph. He told the truth perfectly, except he ducked out of the question.
Absolutely. And, Hugh, here's something that's disgusting, too. When you were talking about the coffee, that's by far disgusting. But you know what also is disgusting? And maybe you guys could do this for a try-day Friday. Like, hey, what's a disgusting food? I know you've done it in the past, but tripe. Tripe is disgusting. I don't know
tripe.
How people could eat that stuff. Yeah, look it up if you don't know what it
that's
is.
That's a fish, right? That's a fish.
No.
It's not a fish?
No. It has to do with a certain part of the body that creates what you were talking coffee. Look.
Oh, you're talking about like chitlins.
Oh, yeah, I think he like chitlins. This is gross.
We don't do chitlins.
Guys, let's move on to our Phils and Topper here. So, Arcia, I got a quick message for him. Brother, the sequel is never as good as the original. So, like, very weak, and you suck. And I love the fact that Harper is living in that man's mind
rent-free.
And that's awesome. The Topper thing... This is the thing that frustrates me with the Topper calls and the anti-Topper calls. Whenever he makes a bad move and loses a game, they're all over the airwaves. But when he does something like last night, single-handedly manages the team to win, which happens more times than not, nobody says a word. They're all quiet and they're crickets and they forget about it. Here's something else, though, that I think is real important, and I wanted to bring to you guys' attention. Watch what's going on with the Braves. And that is a manager decision. They played all of their starters last year, and Snicker does this. He plays them almost every single game. And what happened? They got tired, and they collapsed in the postseason last year. And what do you have going on this year? Every single of those stars is going down with injuries. So I like to say, hey, you know, we're with Fixer thing, because we're managing them and their health. But there is science to this, guys, and for some reason, Topper's tending to pull the strings, and that's why we're coming down the stretch. We're going to get everybody's healthy. We got – why am I drawing a blank on the pitcher? Left-handed pitcher to come back.
Oh, Ranger on Saturday.
Rangers get ready to come back. So, like, there's something to be said for that. Now, it doesn't mean that, hey, Wright has some tired arms and some things going on, but that's the contrast of the difference. It's his managerial style. That
yeah, no, Chris, I think there's something to it. Now, look, there are moments it's frustrating. And Chris, we appreciate the call. And there are moments it feels like maybe there's a line and he could kind of bend the line a little bit, and he doesn't, like Sunday when he didn't pinch hit Harper or Real Muto, and I wanted him to. But there is something, and Hugh, you were on this the other day, that there's a steadiness to Rob Thompson that he's not going to break from that, and the players obviously appreciate it. What Chris said there is true. When it's a bad day, Sunday against the Nationals, they lose the finale, they could have swept the series, he didn't use Harper, he didn't use Real Muto, he's the village idiot. Last night, when he affected the game in a real way. I mean, he sent two pinch hitters up. They helped the team score. He left Weston Wilson in. He had a big double. He pushed all the right bullpen buttons. It is different. It's like we're very easy to jump on when he makes a mistake, but when he does a good night, it's like, he's supposed to win.
I mean, because that's the easy thing to do. And that's one of those things where, you know, we've had so much bad baseball that's what people tend to gravitate towards when the decisions aren't being made that we feel are the right ones are being made. It surprised me the other night, just listening after the broadcast, when you talk about that last game against the Nationals, how many ex-baseball players were against the moves that he made. And the first thing that I thought about, like, again, they've forgotten more baseball than I know. But at the same time, it surprised me that they forgot what it was like to be in the locker room and know how important it is to have your finger on the pulse. Now, you can question all day long the decision-making, but I just thought it was kind of ironic how upset they were because they did not understand potentially why he did what he did.
Well, everyone was. I mean, it was open season on top. I feel like it happens between 3 and 5 times a season where the whole conversation in the city is the manager's kind of a dummy. And that continues. And again, I'm not trying to tell you this is as good as Bruce Bochy or, you know, this is an all-time great manager. I just think he's good. And I think for the most part, we're too hard on the bad days and we kind of ignored the good days, like yesterday with Rob Thompson against the Atlanta Braves. And big picture. I mean, sometimes you got to zoom out to the big picture. They're 7 games up. They are in great position
to win
the division and have themselves prepared the last week of the season however they want to do it, right? They could play their guys. They keep themselves in a rhythm. Hugh, they're probably going to be able to rest guys if they want that final week. They can handle it however they want. Some teams are going to have to fight just to get in that last week. They're in a very good spot as we enter the late portion of August here. 215-592-9494. Your chance to react here on Topper. Are we too hard on him with the Phillies and the way these seasons go up and down? I just think for the most part, he's been really good since he got here. I think we're too hard on Topper. Plus, we come back. Eagles players spoke on the final day of camp, and all signs seem to be pointing to a big bounce back for one player in particular. We'll get to that next. Your phone calls. And tell us when you made a fool of yourself, how you did it. Biggest fool today wins a spot in the midday show, Fantasy League, with a bunch of fools.
Seems harsh.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what we're looking for. I mean, I'm a fool. Hugh's a fool. You're a fool. We're all fools. 215-592-9494.
You got to own it.
You just got to.
I'm clipping you saying I'm a fool, by the way.
I know. But people believe it anyway. All right, 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows with Kyle Goes Yard, beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, at bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly standard, the tailgate beer from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including For Pete's Sake on Front Street with $5 Philly standard cans and $5 happy hour snacks, or South Bowl in South Philly, also with $5 Philly standard cans, an outdoor yard with batting cages, shuffleboard, and more. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.